The Sitka blacktail deer season on the islands near Petersburg is 2 weeks long in late October with a one-buck bag limit. Local hunters have been pushing to extend that time. Petersburg resident Steve Burrell proposed an additional 16 days of hunting in November.
It's more a hunting opportunity for the local residents. It's a two-week season, and I don't believe there's anywhere in Southeast that has a two-week season except for Petersburg.
Deer hunting on Mitkoff Island was closed in the 70s and 80s after the deer population crashed. It reopened in 1991 with a two-week season. In 2013, the board also voted to shorten the Lindenberg season, reducing the bag limit there from 2 bucks to 1 and closing that area to non-resident deer hunting. That was also over concerns with dropping deer numbers. Local resident Ed Wood opposed a longer local season.
Because of the size of the local population of hunters here, designated hunters, proxies, and the easy road access for much of the area, I have very real concerns about the potential for over-harvesting if the board implements a blanket season extension of an additional 2 weeks.
Wood suggested an antler-restricted hunt if the season were to be lengthened. Comment from local hunters was also split on the topic. Some wanted the longer season in an area easier to reach by vehicle and boat. Others thought the deer populations couldn't support an increased harvest. Petersburg's advisory committee supported a longer season, but the vote was split. Hunters on Mitkoff, Wolwoodski, and Butterworth Islands have averaged 71 bucks a year the last 3 years, and 46 on Lindenberg. Alaska Department of Fish and Game staff cautioned that doubling the deer harvest in the area may not be sustainable, but they noted signs of deer populations increasing in recent years with milder winters. Another factor is likely an increased effort to trap wolves in the area. Board member Larry Van Dale of Kodiak summed up his conflicted views on the extension.
My initial thoughts are that this is a very conservative season, and it probably has had some effect on allowing the deer populations to what appears to be recovering. And we could probably liberalize, but I'm really mulling over my head kind of concerned about opening it up during the rut, especially with the idea of the federal subsistence season matching that and allowing a lot more than 1 buck. I mean, if it was just 1 buck, I'd say no problem, but that idea of opening it up further may be a little bit too much too fast. So
the federal designated hunter program allows someone to hunt on behalf of someone else and essentially avoid the 1 buck bag limit. Concerns about that program's abuse played into the shortening of the Lindenberg season 6 years ago. The proposals initially sought to extend the season until November 15th. Board members were wary about adding 2 weeks in November around the peak of the mating season or rut when the deer are easier to hunt. Instead, they voted to offer more opportunity for earlier hunting, setting the season from October 1st to November 7th. Again, here's Van Dale.
I think that by allowing a liberalization of going into a week of the rut will allow people to get more deer and utilize the resource the way it is now. Extending the season to October 1st won't be as good a time period, but it will allow people more time to hunt. And one of the things that we saw in the department's presentation was it takes a while to get a deer in this country.
Board members Tom Lamal of Fairbanks and Ted Spraker of Soldotna were against changing to those season dates away from the original proposal. However, that amendment passed. The season extension then passed unanimously. The change covers Mitkoff, Wolwoodski, and Butterworth Islands, along with the Lindenberg Peninsula of Kuprinoff Island. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.